Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is March 30th, coming to the end of the month, and this is the Blueprint Power Hour. Those of you who have been watching this show for any length of time have heard me complain about this thing I get at the beginning of every spring, and it's not an allergy. This is not allergies. People keep saying, oh, it's allergies, Carl, it's allergies. No, it's a virus. I've gotten it my entire life. Some years it's worse than others. Some years I've lost my voice entirely. Many of you may have remembered some of my Barry White shows, where Barry White was hosting the show, probably back in 2008, 2007. It's not that bad yet, but it probably will get worse as the days go on. I'm using plenty of good peptides, and I'm hoping to head it off. But other than that, I'll be here at work, because that's what I do. Before we get started with today's show, I just have to thank our title sponsor, and that is Legendary Foods. The URL to get to their website is shrnetwork.biz/legendary. The code is SHR10 to save 10% off. And check out their cake-style tasty pastries. They're out of this world. Fluffy, flaky, and less than 1 gram of sugar. 20 grams of high-quality, high-leucine protein. And depending on the flavor you get, 5, 4, 3 net carbs. These things are amazing. If you haven't tried them yet, you're really missing out. And then, you know, in every show, we give away a box. Actually, we give away a few boxes a day to some lucky listeners. All you have to do is listen for the secret word during the commercial break. Email that secret word to me at onair@superhumanradio.net. Do me a favor. I should have started asking this early on. Include your mailing address, so I don't have to go through this exercise of emailing you back and waiting for your mailing address, then to send it to Legendary Foods. It'll make things speed up. So just include your mailing address with the secret word, and you're entered to win. So check that out. And now, without further delay, let's play Rob's theme music.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you? It's 55 degrees here.
It's going to get up in 71 or 72 here today. I rode the bike. It was cold this morning when I left, and that's why I still have my jacket on. But it's going to be nice when I leave here today, so I'm happy about that.
Yeah, it's a real crapshoot up here this time of year. I've seen some of the biggest snowstorms you can imagine in early April, and I've also seen it 70-plus degrees. So, as we like to say, if you don't like the weather, just wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Yeah, I've heard that before. Just wait a minute. It'll change.
Yeah. Yep.
So, anyway, before we get to our first question, how's your training been going?
It's going well. Thank you for asking. My back is now 100% healed. It feels so good. I'm going to roll tonight, or at least attempt to, at jiu-jitsu. But it's so nice to be, pain-free, other than this right elbow, which I consider minor. You know, a healthy body is a privilege. It really is. You don't know it until you lose it.
That's the truth. And a lot of people say their body has betrayed them, but they fail to recognize that they've been betraying their body for decades.
Well put.
Roderick Toombs says, after about a year of training, my gains have really dried up. I take creatine, eat enough, and train hard 3 days a week. If I add aminos like glutamine, taurine, beta-alanine, etc., how much will that help? I'm 25 years old, by the way. He's young. I'm also looking to get on board with a good test booster. So if you could suggest one.
Yeah. Well, look, there's going to be some tough love here, but I want Roderick and everyone else to understand I'm doing it with a purpose, okay? Because there is a pattern here that I want everyone to take note of, because it's an easy trap to fall into, especially in your younger years. And so the vicious cycle usually starts out like this. Your newbie gains are gone. You've hit a huge plateau. And so consequently, you have a problem to solve, right? As he says, his gains have really dried up. The very next thing that he mentions is creatine. Then he moves on to make some vague, what I consider vague statements about how he's training hard enough and he's eating enough. You know, how much is really enough? You never really know until you get details. We'll come back to that in a second. But notice where he goes right back to next. He wants to know if other aminos will help. Glutamine, taurine, beta-alanine, you know, the whole nine yards.
And in my humble opinion, he's not asking about the right amino acids. He should be asking about essential amino acids.
Yes. And so he then informs us that he's 25 years old, which is all well and good. But then, boom, he's right back to, I'm looking for a good test booster. The pattern that I have just described is really no accident, as supplement companies are making things and producing products that give people the impression that they can rectify some of the wrongs, right, and get them gaining again. Consequently, what I'm trying to tell you is many people get caught up majoring in the minors. And listen, I made that mistake too, right, when I was younger. You start wondering what type of creatine is best or how many grams. Look, folks, that's nothing compared to the fundamentals, right? I just want to be clear so that people understand. There is no amount of amino acids. There are no amount of test boosters or any supplement, natural supplement I can think of, that is strong enough to cause the kind of size and strength increases that we're all looking for. And let's be honest, the benchmark are good old anabolic steroids. There's nothing even close to those for actual muscle growth. Now, are there certain natural supplements that'll help? Yeah, but I'm going to define help as things that amplify the effect, right, or the benefits that proper training, diet, and rest all give you. Do those exist? Yes, absolutely. But they never replace the fundamentals. If I were in this situation, and I was in my earlier days, what I would have done is I would have sat down and I would put pen to paper and I would have detailed everything, every last thing that was going into my training, what I was eating, and how many hours of sleep I got every night, and how good were those hours. And then what I would do is something almost nobody does, even today. Get a second opinion. I don't care if this is just from, you know, your training partner. A second and third set of eyes sometimes can make all the difference. As a matter of fact, the more I thought about it, there's a great opportunity here, in my opinion, for technology to help people. And so as an analogy, in the world of investing today, right, there are things that are called robo-advisors. And what this is quite simply artificial intelligence algorithms that look at your portfolio of investments and make recommendations. Why couldn't that same thing be done as applied to, right, your training and ultimately the supplement recommendations, if that's what you're really after? Because I'm betting something like that could spot a lot. And I mean, a lot of things that could be improved where guys are just missing the forest for the trees. And then perhaps make certain supplement recommendations that will assist in achieving your short and long-term goals. Now, speaking of those supplement recommendations, he almost certainly doesn't need a test booster. Assuming that they even worked or worked to the degree that we want them to, it's a waste of money. At 25, come on. I mean, unless there's some underlying pathology, right, that's causing low testosterone And even then, you'd want to get a test first, right, to rule
yes.
that out.
And that's what he should do. If he does suspect that his testosterone levels are low, then go to any lab test now or one of these places where you can walk in and get order your own lab work. And for $65 to $85, you can find out what your total and free testosterone levels are. And
I'm really glad you mentioned that.
Just rule it out. Yeah. Rule it out. If it's really legit, then find out.
Right. And here are the economics around that decision. You pay $65 to $100 once to figure out if you have low testosterone. If you don't and you make that assumption, you're going to spend hundreds, maybe thousands on test boosters over the next year or five trying to, you know, fix that roadblock, which doesn't exist.
And let's be clear, no test booster is going to raise your testosterone levels to supraphysiological levels. None. So you're never going to have 250, 300, 500 milligrams of testosterone cypionate a week results on a test booster. So right. you're chasing a cloud. That's all you're doing.
Yeah. And to your point earlier, you know, he asked about glutamine, taurine, beta-alanine, you know, all these other aminos. Look, if you really want to use aminos, it's the essential aminos. I've been saying it forever and a day. And fortunately, it looks like a lot of companies are now listening. I'm seeing more and more essential amino acid products hit the market. And then if you're still not gaining, possibly, you know, build out from there. But here's the thing. Here's the bottom line. If you can't answer this question, how are these supplements working to amplify the effects that my training, diet, and rest are having to build more muscle, then you still have a lot of work to do. And look, you're going to save money, you're going to know for certain, and you're going to get better gains. What's not to like about that situation? Nothing. So those would be my recommendations. Spend your money a little wiser and proceed from there.
There's nothing that increasing calories won't do for you, by the way. But it's hard. It's hard to eat more every day for weeks and months on end. It's hard.
And if you want to up all of your anabolic hormones, start eating more. Mm-hmm. Very, very clear studies reproduced many times. Overfeeding is one of maybe the single most powerful anabolic.
It's true. Rich Murdoch. He says, if I leave squatting out of my workouts, how much muscle growth am I giving up? Because my knees really hurt when I squat, and the pain just gets worse when I chase higher and higher numbers.
Okay, so the squat, the king of all exercises. You know, on the surface, removing it from a routine, right, is going to hurt you, at least in terms of stimulating muscle growth. But there's an underlying assumption here that affects both his problem and my answer, and that is this. He is very, very likely talking about barbell squats, right? Back barbell squats that we all know and love and can be seen in gyms all over the world, which, of course, are a fantastic movement, and they usually figure heavily into any serious trainee's program. But think about it. There are lots of different squats and squatting motions. And it's here where a book, like I think it's Bill Pearl's Keys to the Inner Universe, there are more exercises in that book and that belong in your library than believe me, that you can remember. There's no way you can remember all of them. So we have, off the top of my head, dumbbell squats, Bulgarian split squats, sissy squats, one- and two-legged bodyweight squats, goblet squats, box squats, belt squats. I could go on forever. The Russians, and to a lesser extent the Bulgarians, advocated heavy-weighted step-ups, which I would argue is in the squat family too. Now, add multiple stances to those squats, a lot of them, shoulder width, slightly narrower, certainly the wide box squat stance, that you'll see popularized by Westside. You could also try squatting with a band in between your legs, squatting with bands and or chains. It goes on forever. So to say that you can't squat without great pain, that's quite a statement. And it's almost certain that the person that is making that statement hasn't tried all of those. Because until you do, you can't really rule out squats. But let's say you do, though, okay, and you're still having issues for whatever reason. I've spoken before about the merits of trap bar deadlifts. Anyone that's done them with regularity can tell you your legs really get hammered, in particular your quads, but also because of Lombard's paradox, the hams will always come into play. Trap bar deads alone would recover most, if not all, of the growth stimulation of barbell squats. They arguably involve more muscle groups and are the original quote-unquote dead stop training movement. Why? Because it's a concentric only lift, right? You're not lowering that barbell, right, before you come back up, at least on the originating rep. Trap bar deadlifts, very, very important. I often find people with knee issues can do them where they can't do a full range squat simply because although the knee does flex, it's to a much lesser degree. So here's the bottom line. You needn't give up squatting until you've exhausted all those different types that I cited. It is a lot more likely that you can still squat by using one or several of those variations. Alternatively, the trap bar deadlift and still delivers tons and tons of muscle growth. So my old saying is there's always a way, and that is as true here as it is anywhere else in training. Look those squat variations up, work them, and come up with what you can do, not what you can't.
And if you don't want to squat, listen to the last two shows I did with Doug Brignoli. Doug says you don't have to squat to build massive quads, and he's proven it. He's done it with a lot of athletes, including himself. In fact, he says the squat is the most inefficient way to build upper legs. Go back and listen to the show I just did with him, The Ultimate Home Gym, and the one before that about his new book, The Physics of Resistance Training. Doug says you can build massive legs without squatting. There's a lot of people who don't like to squat. So,
and there are a lot of people that are disadvantaged mechanically.
Yeah.
Because of their
right. Yeah. Right.
So it needn't be an absolute must in every routine.
Rich Randolph says, I grabbed a twin pack of Synthogen during the last sale. I usually train 2 days a week and find that's just about perfect for me. Max muscle growth is my goal. How would I use it for max muscle growth?
I really wish he included his age, but in lieu of that, I'll do the best I can with my answer. More recent hypertrophy models have shown the importance of training a muscle frequently. At least twice, if not three times a week. I've even seen more in some of the more recent studies. There is an assumption in those models, though, that needs to be mentioned. And that assumption is this: the ability for those muscle groups to recover from said frequent workouts. In all honesty, training 3 days a week, a muscle group 3 days a week, it's rarely an issue for athletes in their 20s, maybe into their mid-30s. And that, of course, assumes their training split makes sense. But regardless, for people beyond 35, let's say, you are likely to benefit from adding Synthogen in a manner as follows. Instead of 2 days a week, you're going to train every other day for at least a month. Some people can do two. And that assumes regular, progressive, right, jumps in weight and or reps every workout. And so normally going from 2 to 4 days a week results in overtraining, as in severe overtraining for many people. If they've been training twice a week and only twice a week for a long time and everything isn't 100% and it you know, frequently isn't, then doubling your training frequency catches up with most people quick. If you add Synthogen, that equation changes radically. You will be able to train every other day productively for long stretches. And I'll define long stretches as between 4 and 8 weeks, sometimes more, but let's call 6 weeks the average. And you will feel fresh as a daisy doing it. Here's the thing. That simple move, training hard every other day and recovering from it, will almost double the number of opportunities you have to stimulate muscle growth in a 1 month period. So you're going to be going from 8 opportunities to stimulate growth a month to 15 to 16. Okay. That's a big difference. And it is a very, very big deal for naturals in particular. As you know, they need as many productive growth stimulating workouts as they can get in every week, month, and or year, depending upon how you look at it. Some people have a very long-term horizon about what they want to do in the next year. Some people are only willing to gamble, so to speak, for 4 weeks. Whichever one it is, you're going to be able to train more frequently, more productively. I would tell you in that instance, for those 4 to 8 weeks, take 10 tabs prior to training, your first workout or two, and 5 tabs after, such that you can see for yourself what it does at full dose. Thereafter, it only makes physical and financial sense to me to dial it back to, let's say, 10 caps immediately prior to training, or even less, to find out your lowest effective dose. Some people do well with 10 right after training, some 10 before. To me, it doesn't seem to make much difference, but I've heard from some people that had been dosing that post-workout, and when they switched to pre-workout, they claimed it made a much bigger difference. Is it possible? Maybe. You know, I mean, personally, I dose it pre-workout, because that's where some of the prior studies on essential aminos discovered that when you took, as an example, 6 grams before training versus after, you increased muscle protein synthesis 600% versus 400%. 200% difference. You know, is that because the aminos are already in circulation once you start, you know, stretching and squeezing that muscle and causing damage? Probably. That makes sense to me. Although, to be fair, I haven't seen, you know, evidence either way. But that's what you want to do. Basically, dial it back to find your lowest effective dose. And so for the month or two that you're on it, I think you'll agree, it's a total game changer. If my goal was muscle growth, that's exactly what I would be doing. And in fact, that's exactly what I do, which is where I got the example. Most days, or most of the time, I train very productively 2 days a week. Plenty of recovery time for this 51-year-old body. But when I want to up my game, I double my frequency and I dose Synthogen hard, and that's that.
We have a couple questions from the live listening audience, so let's get these up here real quick.
Sure.
Slick Willie says, on leg day, do you recommend doing the compound lifts first, followed by isolation exercises such as leg extensions and leg curls, or the other way around in order to pre-exhaust the muscle? Pre-exhaust is a fallacy. Anthony Roberts wrote a very detailed article probably 12 years ago about this notion that if you train your triceps before training chest, that by pre-exhausting the triceps forces the chest to work harder, and it's a complete fallacy. In fact, your triceps get bigger without your chest getting bigger because of the added volume that it's doing. Where do you stand on pre-exhaust?
I used it, and it was advocated very strongly in the very first heavy-duty book by Mike Mentzer. My strength increased. I don't know if it was because of or in the face of pre-exhaust. I can tell you two things that I think are very telling. In his book, Heavy Duty 2, he moved away from that. Mm-hmm. And my own results of trial and error are I no longer use pre-exhaust. And I perform compound movements and pretty much only compound movements in my workout. If I feel I have more gas after my compound movements are done, I'll do more compound movements in lieu of isolation work. Now, I know that's not everybody's cup of tea. And there's, I think you said you had a guest on recently who made a case for only isolation movements, at least later on in your years.
Yeah, and well, no, he says even young guys should train that way. That's Doug Brignoli. I mean, he's done some amazing stuff. I mean, the guy is 61 years old. He looks so freaking good. And he has the, it's called the Brig 20, which he doesn't usually talk about, but he listed it on the last show that we did, the Brig 20. He puts up pictures regularly of guys in their late 50s, early 60s, and even 70s who just used the Brig 20. Holy crap. I mean, these guys look massive and thick. And ripped. In fact, I'm trying to get him back on the show to talk about diet, because you can't talk about training without diet. And I'd love to know how Doug diets, what he eats. But, you know, he looks at everything from the optimal way to hit the muscle, where 100% of the stress is on that muscle and not shared somewhere else. But he will be the first one to tell you that without volume, nothing happens. So be prepared. No matter, he says, if you're prepared, if you're going to train legs, squat, deadlift, leg press, be prepared to train for 2 hours. Like this idea that when people say, "Oh, you can build muscle in 10 minutes," run. That's not true. You need the volume to get muscle to respond. You need the volume.
I would agree. There's a certain amount of mechanical work threshold that needs to be crossed.
But bottom line is, pre-exhaust, you're not a fan of it anymore.
Nope, I haven't used it, and I can't even tell you how long. 20 years? 30?
So Bear says, hey, Coach, are you familiar with Ken Listener, or is it Lister, and the steep tip?
Dr. Ken, I am, but not the steep tip.
Okay, I saw Ken Henry Rollins, the musician, wearing one of his shirts on an interview he did about 20 years ago. Did you ever try his training method?
No, and I'll tell you an interesting story. I read his book. It's like, if it's the same guy, he had a book. But I didn't try it. And I can't recall if it was because it's sticking in the back of my head that I thought it was sufficiently similar to Mentzer's method, high-intensity training. And maybe it was a mistake not trying it. I don't know. I just thought the methods overlapped a little bit too much. I spent a lot of time on the phone with Mike Mentzer and training heavy duty. And it was very productive, but it doesn't last forever. It lasts for as long as your ability does, your body's ability to adapt to it.
And that's why volume is king. Now, let me explain why I mean that. So if you set out to do 25 sets of one movement for chest, as you start to get exhausted, you go heavier and you just do 4 or 5 reps. And then you rest and you do another set of 4 or 5 reps. And you just keep doing that, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 sets. Because that volume is where the translation to muscle growth is going to come from. The volume is king. Dr. Brad Schoenfeld talks about it. Doug Brignoli talks about it. Those of you who are looking for a quick way to get in and out of the gym to build muscle, it doesn't exist. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to tell you. I'm not going to lie to you. It doesn't exist. If you want a super physique, you're going to have to put the time in. Here, Tommy D says, I think he was trying to say Listener's Steel Tip newsletter. Okay. And maybe that's it, the Steel Tip newsletter. I still don't know who he is or what it is, so.
I remember that, and it goes back several years. Maybe that was it, his newsletter. I can't recall.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have lots more questions. Stick around. You're listening to and watching the Blueprint Power Hour here on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Are you ready to change the way you age? Of course you are. That's why you're here. Juvecel is a new, first-of-its-kind dietary supplement that includes 10 key research-backed ingredients shown in studies to support lifespan. Things like resveratrol, fisetin, quercetin, pterostilbene, sulforaphane, turmeric, all in a single dose. You may have some of these ingredients already, but Juvecel is the first to combine them all into a single product to support your lifespan. It's vegan, non-GMO, and sustainable. Live better, longer with Juvecel. Go to shrnetwork.biz/livebetter. Use code SHR and save 20% off today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Cellular. The power of light can be truly life-changing and an important element for every superhuman. Because of this, I want you to experience the power of award-winning Saluma light therapy. Saluma utilizes NASA research technology to improve health at the cellular level and is cleared by the FDA to effectively treat a variety of pain, muscle and joint conditions, as well as facial wrinkles and acne. Our entire team here at Superhuman Radio uses it. Its innovative shape-taking design allows for easy placement anywhere on the body. Choose from 13 different models. For an exclusive listener discount, go to shrnetwork.biz/Celuma. That's C-E-L-L-U-M-A. And use code SHR10 to save 10% off of one of these award-winning devices. As a listener of this show, you know how important your gut is to your overall health. Bioptimizers has a potent product to heal and repair your gut unlike anything else. It's called Leaky Gut Guardian. It's powered by patented IGY Max, an egg-based protein that enhances gut health, reverses antibiotic damage, and strengthens your immune system. Available in two delicious powders, vegetarian vanilla and chocolate carnivore. Simply mix it with your favorite beverage. Repair your gut and power up your immune system risk-free and save 10% off. Go to shrnetwork.biz/leaky gut. Don't delay. Fix your gut today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. The top of the hour, we're going to be talking with Chris Zack from Pure Nootropics about black seed extract. It's apparently a very popular supplement. We're going to get to the bottom of why it's so popular, what it provides for people, and a super discount for anybody in the audience who wants to try it. Okay, so let's get on to the next question at hand. Let me see what it is. Is it? Let's see here. Oh, a Kratom question. Ricky Brown says, what's the latest on Kratom, whatever you want to call it? I really like the stuff and don't want to ever be without it.
Yeah, it's a good question, and it's a timely question, given some of the latest goings on. But here's what I see. I took a fresh look at it when I got this question. So Kratom is once again under attack with the FDA and the DEA spreading more lies about its addictive and its dangerous nature. Let me be clear about something. Kratom is about as addictive as caffeine.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that exact statement.
Yep. And as far as danger goes, look, danger is relative. The poor guard at the back of the Brinks truck didn't realize how dangerous $100,000 was in rolled quarters, crushed to death when the driver slammed on the brakes. True story. As far as Kratom taking too much, yeah, it's possible. You'll get something called the wobbles. Your muscles will be very shaky. It's almost like walking on stilts. But the worst that can happen, the worst I've ever seen, the worst I've experienced, vomit. Is if you take too much, you'll just throw it all up.
Vomit.
Okay.
Vomit.
Which is a lot preferable to your breathing shutting down, right? Where Big Pharma's prescription opioids are killing people left and right. So the latest, I guess, is the FDA has commissioned one of their puppet research arms or organizations and published a study showing the alleged dangers and addictive nature of it. And that seems to have manifested itself on some new labels, warning labels on Kratom, advising as to its posing a risk of death with addictive potential.
And really, to my knowledge, there's one person who supposedly died from Kratom. And it was questionable because they were mixing Kratom with legit prescription opioids. So and we really don't have anybody dying from Kratom. Like every month, over 100 people die from acetaminophen. We have those statistics at hospitals. But no one is really dying from Kratom. It's just, look, they took their target on beef, even though beef isn't what everybody's eating. We talked about that on the show. Beef consumption and red meat consumption is this much. Dairy, fruits, vegetables, those three categories outpace individually beef all day long. So it makes you say to yourself, gee, why are they going after beef? Who knows? Why are they going after Kratom? Who knows? There are other issues. It has nothing to do with your safety and your health. Nothing.
No. And I think personally it has everything to do with protecting Big Pharma's, products.
Yeah, they couldn't get around the legalization of marijuana on the statewide level. They wanted to, but since marijuana became legal in Washington and Colorado, opioid prescriptions plummeted. Now, you know the opioid companies don't like that idea, but there's nothing they can do about it. So they're like, okay, well, we can stop Kratom if we try.
Right. And one of the most telling things is, when was the last time you saw a TV ad pharmaceutical company for an opioid-based product? They don't need them. They sell themselves in the form of addictive nature. But be that as it may, the fight today is going on to preserve Kratom for us as a choice of a natural supplement on the state basis. So it's state by state. And why is this? It's for the simple reason that years ago when the FDA literally in the middle of the night to ban Kratom without any public comment period whatsoever, they were stopped. And they were stopped cold. So now they're trying to go back and do that through the states. Today, most Kratom vendors won't ship to the following states: Alabama, Arkansas, Indiana, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Wisconsin.
Well, now I got to ask, do we have any statistics on opioid consumption in those states?
Right. Yeah, that'd be real interesting, wouldn't it? Look, let me give you one shining example of the FDA's stupidity, as it perfectly illustrates how they have no intention of hearing both sides of the story. Because if you really weren't, all about trying to protect Big Pharma, you'd at least want to know both sides, right? Well, some time ago, the American Kratom Association, which is AmericanKratom.org, asked to meet with the FDA to show them the scientific evidence of Kratom's safety and efficacy and how, quote unquote, addictive it really was, which is to say it's not. And so what did the FDA do? They completely ignored them and, in fact, have continued to ignore the American Kratom Association's repeated requests for, get ready for it, 958 days and counting. Now, just imagine that. For over 2.5 years, not one single person in the FDA, which, by the way, employs over 18,000 people, not one of them could be bothered to even return a phone call. Now consider this. Your tax dollars pays these people's salaries. Are you mad yet? Because if you're not, you should be. Whether you use Kratom or not, this is how the government, your government, operates. No concern whatsoever for you. Plenty of concern with Big Pharma's profits. There is an agenda, and damn you or anyone else that gets in the way of it. I cannot emphasize this last point enough. you need to go to AmericanKratom.org today. Forget today, now. And decide to do something about this. Because whether they're successful or not with Kratom, it's just going to continue. They're going to come for whatever it is that you like and use next. So it's my way of saying contribute whatever you can. Even if it's just $1, contribute to the cause. Because if you or I don't, you can kiss your Kratom goodbye and probably a lot of other things too.
Yeah, because they're good at organizing and we aren't. Yes. We have a couple questions.
Although I'll say the American Kratom Association is the best supplement, grassroots, whatever you want to call it, organized effort to fight these people. If we had something like this for pro hormones, we may still have them.
That would have been
but
wonderful.
We didn't, and they're gone. So
we have two questions also we'll get to before the break, and then we have Chris Zack waiting in the wings to join us after the Blueprint tip of the day. Lance Bonaconte says, what do you make of this product called Androgin, A-N-D-R-O-G-I-N? I guess it has ginseng and some other stuff, and they're saying it acts on the androgen receptor, but also somehow it increases growth hormone. You know anything about it?
Yeah, it's getting an increased amount of play on one board in particular. And, you know, the short answer here is I would definitely wait on the stuff. As outside of this small number of people on this one board, I don't see anybody even trying it anywhere else. And maybe that's still because it's so new. But, you know, on the one hand, there are some scientific studies showing that these select subtypes of ginsenosides dock at the androgen receptor and upregulate certain processes that are related to muscle growth. Now, I'm just going to take mTOR as an example, right? I have lost count of the number of things in natural supplements that supposedly increase mTOR. And besides, training itself increases mTOR, probably better than all of those supplements purported to do so combined. And now people might say, oh, geez, you know, you're biased. No, I'm really not. I don't have a ginseng product. I don't have a dog in this fight, so to speak. And in fact, I would be the happiest guy in the world.
If it worked.
If we've got a legal over-the-counter anabolic that really works, who wouldn't want that? But at this point in time, I'd have to say it falls into the too good to be true category. And so let me just give you one example. It supposedly delivers all this anabolic goodness, okay, while supposedly increasing things such as luteinizing hormone, increasing your endogenous production of testosterone. Do we see that with anabolics? No. Do we see that with SARMs? No. Is it reasonable to think if there's a plant or part of out there that does this? I don't think so, at least to any great degree.
Let's also make something clear. All of these things are selected in the way they stimulate the mosaic of the androgen receptor. The same way SARMs, the same way SERMs do, we don't know exactly what the effects of just stimulating this part and that part and that part of the androgen receptor and not the entire receptor itself. There's a lot of things that appear to be phytoandrogens. Ginger appears to dock nicely in the androgen receptor. But none of that stuff is going to be like 500 milligrams of testosterone. Don't kid yourself. If that's what you're thinking it's going to be, then don't waste your money. Because if it was, bodybuilders would be taking grams and grams of it 10 times a day on top of their stack of steroids to get bigger. And they're not.
Right.
They're not.
Right. And if all that wasn't enough, there is supposedly a growth hormone increasing effect too. That's comparable. They're comparing it to GH-releasing peptides, such as CJC-1295 and GHRP-6.
And keep in mind, Those are two very different. So GHRP6 is a ghrelin agonist, and what it does is it shuts down somatostatin. Somatostatin is the brake. Growth hormone, releasing hormone, is the gas pedal. You need the brake to release and the gas pedal to increase in order to have a pulse of growth hormone. That's why you have to take both a ghrelin agonist and a growth hormone releasing hormone, such as CJC1295 and GHRP6. They're not going to be – it's not going to be one compound that does both of these things. It's just not going to happen. So this idea that it does the same thing as this and that, that should be a tip to you that it's complete bullshit.
Yeah, and in so looking at this, I think it's a real long shot that any of these ginsenosides actually do anything like that. It's an even bigger long shot, I think, that the effect that it does have justifies the cost. Now, I'm not totally down on ginseng. You know, I mentioned last week how I literally felt a particularly good Korean red when I took it, and believe me, I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting no stimulant type of effect, which is what I felt. So much like many of the others that came before it, this stuff needs to pass the ultimate test, the test of time.
Well, the test of time, but here's the problem here. There are literally probably hundreds and even thousands of guys buying this stuff and taking it and going, oh, I think I feel something. But nobody's running out and getting before and after blood work done, right? Is anybody going out there and going to any lab test now and ordering a urine analysis for growth hormone metabolites and a total and free testosterone analysis and then taking the supplement for a month or two and being retested? Of course not, because they feel like, well, why would I want to spend $150 twice? Well, maybe you'll find out you're wasting your money and you'll save a bunch of money instead of buying this crap and going, I think it's working. You don't know if it's working. Get blood work. If you really believe in this product, tell the people that are selling it to pay for your blood work, not for them. Not you don't let them put their results up. They pay for your blood. Say, I'll buy this product. You pay for my lab work. And if it comes up that I'm producing more testosterone growth hormone, I will post on every single forum on the internet that it works. Try it. They won't give you any play. None at all.
No. What they have said is, you know, we did in-house tests and saw some amazing things.
Yeah,
well,
right,
okay.
Right.
Release your in-home tests.
Publish your studies.
But I haven't even seen that. So, look, is it going to be around in 10 years, largely unchanged, supported by repeat buys? Or is it going to be Pink Magic, Compound 20, Prime, Amenta Flavone, and a beta? I can go on and on. Where are those products today? They're not being sold.
Because they suck. Jordan Franz says, now Jordan Franz was on my show many years ago. Back in the day on the boards, he was the Unlikely Toad, I think, was his screen name.
Yeah.
He has cerebral palsy, but he trains very, very hard. And he and I were talking about my new approach to training, doing one thing. If it's pull-downs, if it's pull-ups, if it's bench press, doing one thing for 40 minutes, doing the volume that Doug Brignoli says. You know, as you start getting weaker, then you up the weight and you do less reps. And he said it's worked for him for years. And he puts you a volume with 1 to 2 exercises a day, and that's all he needs. That's really good. I don't know who this is, but it says Facebook user. What are our thoughts on semirelin dosing? I don't like semirelin at all. I don't like it. I'd rather take CJC1295 without DAC and GHRP6 together, and you will see a growth hormone rise. You'll see fat loss. You'll see all the things you want from growth hormone. Semirelin is just a ghrelin agonist. It's only half of the equation.
I was always CJC1295, no DAC plus a GHRP.
That's it. It's magic. It's magic. That Be True had a website 10 years ago. He is the guy who taught us which secretagogues work together to produce the best results. Today, all these doctors take credit for the stuff that That Be True did 10 years ago. Craig H. says, great show. I have infrared sauna and red light tower. Red light boosts testosterone. Is there anything you can stack with the red light to boost testosterone, like topical DHEA and magnesium? I'd be careful about rubbing anything on my skin and then getting in front of a red light unit or any light unit, because you don't know what that's doing. If it's burning, if it's creating onco metabolites that are going to trigger cancer. But more importantly, I say to you what I just said. Get your blood tested before. Get in front of your red light tower and your infrared sauna. Do that consistently, maybe every day for some period of time for a month, and then go have your blood tested again and see if your testosterone levels actually came up before you start investing more time and effort into this so-called effective way to raise testosterone. Nobody wants to do that because nobody wants to know the truth.
Yeah, it's amazing how much money is spent taking a total flyer on these brand new, unproven products versus a blood test, which is going to tell you, right, where you are, what's working and what isn't. And God, you know, again, it's almost as if the typical consumer is an annuity stream for the supplement company. But the key to keeping that annuity stream going is feeding you new stuff every 3 months, maybe every 6 months. New product, man. Exciting. Give a bunch of free samples away on the board and watch the placebo effect take off.
Tommy D says, grow your own as it relates to Kratom. That's what he does.
I wish I knew how to. Maybe it can be done. I don't know.
And bro, do you even towel row, who is on YouTube, says, opinions on red yeast rice for lowering LDL cholesterol. It doesn't work. You know why it doesn't work? Because 8 years ago, the pharmaceutical industry found out it did work, and they made them remove the component of red yeast rice that's cholestatic. So it doesn't work anymore. It did work. But when the pharmaceutical industry found out that it worked, they contacted, look, you can buy pig thyroid. And the only thing difference between that pig thyroid that you can buy in a supplement store and Armathyroid is they washed the T3 and T4 out of the supplement that's sold over the counter. A lot of people buy pig thyroid and they go, oh, this is just like armor. The government doesn't know. Are you stupid? Are you stupid, really? The government knows. They wouldn't sell thyroid hormone over the counter. The same thing is now has happened to red yeast rice. There was a component in red yeast rice that was responsible for its cholestatic effects, its ability to stop the production of certain types of cholesterol. When the pharmaceutical industry found out, FDA went after the company selling it. They said, well, you're going to have to produce red yeast rice without that component in it if you want to keep selling it. And, of course, they did. But no one talks about it. They still sell it and tell you it's good for your cholesterol. It does nothing. It does nothing anymore. Save your money.
It doesn't surprise me. What, statins are their biggest moneymaker, or at least they were. So what do you do when something, a natural alternative presents itself? You kill it. It's exactly what they did.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll have the blueprint tip of the day. And then right after that, Chris Zack will join us to talk about an interesting supplement. And stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Folks, I'm pleased to announce that Pure Nootropics is now carrying the antioxidant alpha-lipoic acid in its bioidentical natural form as R-ALA. R-ALA provides protection in many areas and has even been shown to promote weight loss. Check out the interview I did on episode 2608 back in October to learn more. Our friends at Pure Nootropics have been bringing you great products and deals since 2013, and they have another one with R-ALA. Go to shrnetwork.biz/pure and use code SHR30 for a whopping 30% off. Level up. Go Pure. Getting a massage post-workout is a proven strategy to facilitate better recovery. Getting to massage therapists can be difficult and expensive, especially in these times. The solution is the Meteor, a heated massage ball from Milestorm. Reduce pain and soreness and expedite recovery with the Meteor's research-backed vibration settings and therapeutic heat. It's convenient for travel and works on any body part. Go to shrnetwork.biz/Meteor and use code SHR15 for 15% off and free shipping if you buy two or more. start recovering better today. TaylorMade Health is focused on making sure you're able to perform and look your best. They are a leader in game-changing supplements and cosmetic products. Whether you want to increase strength, expedite recovery, facilitate soft tissue repair, or reduce deep wrinkles, TaylorMade Health has you covered. TaylorMade Health is also the home to Dr. Seed's products such as BPC, BPC Plus, and the Chill Pill. All of my listeners can now get 20% off their first order with code TRY20. That's TRY20. This code can even be used on subscription orders. Visit shrnetwork.biz/try20 today and use code TRY20 for 20% off your first order.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
At the top of the hour, we'll be talking about black seed extract. Right now, we have the blueprint tip of the day. What is the blueprint tip of the day, Rob?
Tip of the day is training info, then versus now, a critical review. So given its importance, the question that's posed here is definitely worthy of further discussion. And so, you know, as I mentioned earlier, using the right training protocol for your goals is a major, major part of your success. For a natural, it's absolutely vital. There is no quote-unquote safety net, so to speak, as there is in some cases for people using anabolics. So with that as a frame of reference, I want to take a look at training now versus then and what we can learn from it. So when I got into this sport in 1985, there weren't a whole lot of resources for quality training information. I quickly learned, for example, that the bodybuilding training that was put forth in newsstand mags was virtually useless. And that was a real blow to my goals, as I desperately needed to get bigger and stronger. Where there were some real treasures, though, were in the back of said magazines, buried in the classified ads, little black and white ads in the back of a magazine. And it was there I found Super Squats by Randall J. Strawson, classic 20-rep squats and pullovers from the 1930s, has been works just as well today as it did then. And I would say to this day, God bless Iron Man, right, for bringing that book and making it available, because it helped me put more muscle on faster than virtually any other system. Yes, I was 18, 19 years old, but still, you know, it was a great program. Problem is, it didn't work forever. Once I had success with that info, though, and those classifieds, I looked for more and I found them. There was a program for football players called Super Big in 6 Weeks, something like that. This little book, it was maybe the size of a deck of cards, was a huge breakthrough and gave me method number two for getting bigger and stronger. And then one day, I'll never forget it, I was flipping through a Muscle Mag International, and I saw Leo Costa's first ads for Bulgarian Burst Training, which was the precursor to his later book, Big Beyond Belief. The methods described in his books were literally groundbreaking for the time. And to this day, I would tell you that they run circles around most other systems that you see people using. The only other quality information that was out there, frankly, was Powerlifting USA, now long gone, unfortunately. As in every issue, they had something called the Workout of the Month. And so what that was a percentage-based system that you could scale to your current strength levels, and it was dynamite at upping your bench, your squat, and your deadlift. The point I want you to remember about these three or four training methods is this. You had to dig for them. You had to pay for them. You had to order them via snail mail, I can remember getting money orders when I didn't have a checking account or credit cards. But each one was pure gold in many respects. They still run circles, like I said, around anything else. Which brings me to today. Single biggest difference between then and now, no surprise, is in a word, the internet. All right. So within 0.37 seconds of Googling how to get bigger and stronger, you'll find you get 6,490,000 hits. And those were just the video tutorials. You don't even want to know how many you get under the all category. And while variety isn't a bad thing, unless you get more tips than you could possibly try in a lifetime, you know, sorting out what works and what doesn't would take forever, right? And yes, there are some good training protocols out there. There are a lot of bad ones too. And so trying these one at a time, you know, a lot like life itself, there's no guarantees. You could hit pay dirt or you could waste decades of your life. And unfortunately, for many, it's the most productive decade there is in between ages 15 and 25. One positive in the renaissance of bodyweight training or calisthenics recently was that, 30 years ago, people would laugh you out of the gym for not lifting weights, for doing any kind of bodyweight work. Today, there's an entire movement away from them, and there are several good bodyweight routines that you can learn and grow with. Just for the next few months, however, I'm going to challenge you with this. We're going retro. What I want you to do is to eschew whatever training method that you're using now and run one of these timeless classics from the 80s and 90s because they are among the best of the best. So here's your short list. Super squats, like I mentioned, Randall J. Strawson. It's going to be the best $15 you ever spend. I got mine for $9.99 in 1988, plus postage. Big Beyond Belief, which is now in paperback, I see, by Leo Costa, $47. If you think that's pricey, think again. It is worth 10 times the asking price, and it's still cutting edge in some respects, even today. Lesser known were Leo's follow-on books, Serious Growth and the Titan Training Manual, $29 and $69, respectively. Even more methods from the master, and you can only call him that, Leo Costa. Heavy Duty 2, Mind and Body by Mike Metzer is long out of print, it seems, and is selling for, $100. Like Big Beyond Belief, though, it is easily worth that asking price. And ironically, after you get done reading Big Beyond Belief and Leo stuff, it's the perfect 180, right? Because in many ways, it is the polar opposite. And sometimes switching to that is what works. Number 5, Escalating Density Training by Charles Staley. The last time I saw this, the Kindle version was up on Amazon to read for free. Free's a good price, folks, and the information in there is well worth your time. 6, the West Side Barbell Book of Methods, $50, and again, very well worth that cost. It is the collection of methods that were used and refined by Louis Simmons over 30 painstaking years. You need to get it even if you're not a power lifter. And then finally, and it was hard to keep it to just, these few, but the last one on this list is The Strongest Shall Survive, Strength Training for Football by Bill Starr, the classic 5 sets of 5 method. Long out of print, but available, used for around $220 is what I found it. It is required reading for strength athletes. Save your pennies if you need to. It's that good. Any or all of those is guaranteed, right, to expand your knowledge exponentially. Here's the bottom line. You don't need millions of different training methods. You need a half dozen or so that are tried and true. And while these are considered, they were considered cutting edge in the 80s and 90s, do not let that time frame fool you. They are as good or better than most of what I see in gyms today, and they are that good. Buy them, read them, use them. They are yours for life to train with, and they are priceless go-tos when the going gets tough. And unlike most of what's seen in gyms today, every one has stood the ultimate test, the test of time. So put them into motion. I guarantee you won't regret it. Guaranteed.
Great show. Thank you, Rob.
Yeah. Thank you. Had fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Always do.
Yeah. Don't forget to visit CoachRobRegish.com to learn more. And we'll see Rob next Tuesday. Thank you, Rob. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by Chris Zack from Pure Nootropics to talk about black seed oil extract. And actually, we have a 30% discount for those of you watching and listening live. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Superhuman Radio. Folks, I'm pleased to announce that Pure Nootropics is now carrying the antioxidant alpha-lipoic acid in its bioidentical natural form as R-ALA. R-ALA provides protection in many areas and has even been shown to promote weight loss. Check out the interview I did on episode 2608 back in October to learn more. Our friends at Pure Nootropics have been bringing you great products and deals since 2013, and they have another one with R-ALA. Go to shrnetwork.biz/pure and use code SHR30 for a whopping 30% off. Level up. Go Pure. Cellular. The power of light can be truly life-changing and an important element for every superhuman. Because of this, I want you to experience the power of award-winning Saluma light therapy. Saluma utilizes NASA research technology to improve health at the cellular level and is cleared by the FDA to effectively treat a variety of pain, muscle and joint conditions, as well as facial wrinkles and acne. Our entire team here at Superhuman Radio uses it. Its innovative shape-taking design allows for easy placement anywhere on the body. Choose from 13 different models. For an exclusive listener discount, go to shrnetwork.biz/Celuma, that's C-E-L-L-U-M-A, and use code SHR10 to save 10% off of one of these award-winning devices. Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000, or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today. Do you remember those delicious toaster pastries you had when you were a kid? You know, the rectangular sugar-filled snacks? Well, guess what? Legendary Foods has just made low-carb toaster pastry. This is the first of its kind, and honestly, these things are amazing. They have 3 to 4 net carb, less than 1 gram of sugar, and 9 grams of protein. You can eat them right out of the wrapper or lightly toast them. The only question is, which flavor? Strawberry or brown sugar cinnamon? They're available at eatlegendary.com and Amazon.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Doing all right. How are you, Carl?
Good. I couldn't remember the name of the supplement during the break. You were texting me and saying it's black seed oil. Yeah. I forgot.
I was just making sure that we're on the same page.
Yeah, for the right interview. There's just so much going on behind the scenes here. It's ridiculous. But with that being said, we are here to talk about something called black seed oil, which apparently is a very popular, very sought-after supplement. What is it? What does it do? What's it good for?
Well, you know, that's probably one of the reasons why it's considered popular. Is it's kind of like one of those general health supplements. It does a ton of different things. So basically it comes from black cumin seed, And this is something that has been utilized for many, many years in Ayurvedic medicine and traditional medicines around the world. And really the active ingredient is something called thymoquinone. And thymoquinone has been studied and just shown to do like a lot of really neat things, such as regulating glucose levels, for example, in the blood, has anti-inflammatory properties, antiviral properties, anti-cancer properties, wow. Just a whole host of stuff when you start looking at what it does in terms of like what the clinicals are looking at. And so I don't know if you happen to get any in time to,
yes.
to try and
yes, I have it. Yeah. Yeah, I do.
What people have noticed is that anecdotally it improves mood and things like that. Sleep, anxiety. It really depends on the individual because, you know, there's a study that – and the problem is it was in obese men, but sure. It noticed basically a marked improvement in quality of life in terms of improving loss of libido, improving forgetfulness, appetite, things like that that were improved as subjective symptoms of obesity, I guess you can
right.
say. And so anecdotally, a lot of people seem to echo that sentiment in terms of what it does and that it just kind of makes them feel better.
So should you take it at night if you want to help improve your sleep? Would it work better to take it in the evening?
Some people take it at night. I think it's one of those supplements that you can kind of do whenever. So once we started carrying this, a lot of my family and my staff's family got really interested in it. And so I have like my mother-in-law, she takes some in the morning and at night, kind of splits it up in the day to just get that effect throughout the day. And so it's just one of those real general health supplements that's good to take because it helps other things work better in terms of thymoquinone itself. Like part of the reason that they're studying it for anti-cancer activity is because it will have effects in genetic expression. And so in some areas, it'll cause certain genes to upregulate or downregulate. And a lot of those are good when looking at it from a cancer perspective.
So I can't help but recognize the name thymoquinone. And
right.
There is a study that was texted to me today in anticipation of the show that shows it may have some value in COVID-19. I don't want to bring that up because then as soon as you say that, then all of a sudden –
Yeah, we're not selling it to cure
right.
COVID or anything like
right.
that.
Right.
But, I mean, it has been studied because it does have antiviral activity. And so, like, really one of the things that it's being included – as part of a lot of supplements is an immune booster. And so there was a recent study. I wasn't able to find like the results of the study. It was just the abstract of thymoquinone paired with zinc in treating COVID stuff. And so it's not surprising to me because it has a lot of interaction with breathing type issues such that it's been shown to basically have like anti-allergic type effects against like rhinitis, helps with asthma and, you know, things like that. So it's not surprising to me that it might be useful in a COVID regimen.
What is a therapeutic dose?
You know, so where we have it is it's tricky because when you look at the products on the market, is a lot of them are not standardized to thymoquinone or they have just a really small amount of thymoquinone. And so what we have is our capsules are 200 mg of extract standardized to 5%. So you're getting 10 mg of thymoquinone per capsule. And so, you know, realistically, it's a very safe supplement. And so, like my mother-in-law, she takes one in the morning, one at night. It's really going to be individual dependent. And so some folks take more, some take less. You know, my mother-in-law, a lot of her brothers and sisters have actually started taking it. And so, you know, I know one of them takes it 2 a.m. and that's it. One takes only one a day, and it's, you know, all across the board.
Right.
But the key is it when you look at other black seed products, is a lot of them may not be standardized, or if they are, you're getting a much lower amount of thymoquinone. And so really the key is looking at the thymoquinone content. That's really the active that all of the studies, or most of the studies, are looking at as is thymoquinone and its effect on whatever.
So right now, if you go to shrnetwork.biz/pure and use the code SHR30, you'll get 30% off black seed extract for a limited time, and then it will shift back into SHR20 for 20% off. Am I saying that correctly, Chris?
Yes, you absolutely are, and I apologize for the confusion. We wanted to create a better incentive for your audience that's with us here now and give a slightly better discount, and then we'll go back to the 20% after that so that folks can try it. We genuinely feel this is one of those ones that if you make part of your daily regimen, you'll generally like it, feel better, and you'll want to keep it there. And if that's not the case, we'll give you your money back. So
it doesn't get better than that, folks. It does not ever get better than that. Risk-free. Give it a try. Go to shrnetwork.biz/pure. Use the code SHR30 till that stops working on your black seed extract. And if that doesn't work, then use SHR20. You're still saving. Also, you're going to notice something when you go to the website. Nothing is expensive. Nothing on his website. Like when you go, even if the code doesn't work, I have people go, oh, I couldn't get the code to work, but it's cool. Like it was so inexpensive. So these are some of the best prices you're going to get on these types of product. They have the highest standards for production. It doesn't get any better than this. Give it a try. And again, shrnetwork.biz/pure. Use the code SHR30 for as long as it lasts for 30% off, and then it'll shift to 20% off SHR20. Now, why is sativa is a very, very common plant. Isn't tea made from the sativa plant, and even some cannabis is a sativa?
So like when you're looking at cannabis has, two main
genus types
that are indica and sativa. You know, realistically, any experts in that area will tell you that those distinctions are pretty much meaningless these days.
Okay.
The idea is that the sativa plant took longer to flower and mature. And so it was a little more intense from a growing perspective. Nowadays, they've hybridized all of them so that the distinction is basically meaningless.
Okay.
And then in terms of tea, I think you might be right, but there's just so many different types of tea out there as well.
Right. So, interesting. But, and it must have something to do with the flowering process, like you just said.
It may be. That's a good question. Now you've sparked my curiosity, and it's worth looking into because you do encounter it elsewhere. So it may be, just a typical naming convention for plants.
So again, go to shrnetwork.biz/pure. Use the code SHR30 for 30% off your black seed extract. Until that code stops working, then use SHR20. Show them some love. They are a sponsor of the show. And thank you for being here today. Oh, wrong one.
We appreciate you. Thanks, Carl. Let me know if you like that black seed oil.
I'm going to start taking it today. I've got it. I'm going to start taking it today because I have a little something working on me. Every year at springtime, I get this thing. I really think it's a virus. It's not allergies. Just knocks me out. And I really think it's a virus. And I'm going to try taking a pretty large dose when I get home today and follow that up with a large dose tomorrow and see what happens.
Yeah, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised, or I hope you will. So let me know.
We'll see you soon, Chris. Thanks for being here, and thanks for being a sponsor.
Thanks, Carl. We'll
And then we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for being here today. Please share the show. There's a little button to the bottom right side of your screen that you're watching me on Facebook that allows you to share this show by just clicking it, just sharing it to your wall and letting people know that they may be interested in it. So I hope you would do that. Let's see. Len Moskowitz says, in California, I can tell you that there is a major noticeable difference in effects between pure sativa and pure indica. Yeah, I bet. I think the sativa makes you sleepy. That's the one that people use to sleep if their goal is to sleep better. Okay, that's it. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for putting up with my sick ass today, and we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.